special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I'm your host, Chris Switzer. Yes, I am a godly man. I fear God. I don't fear man. I hope you feel the same way. And if you're told to bow and lick the boots of somebody or some authority, that you disobey, whatever the cost, because you answer to a higher power. That's how I feel. I haven't taken the test, the PCR, supposed test. I won't do it. And as I found out, I was right from the beginning. They're inoculating you with it. They're doing it through the foods. So my wife and I prepare our own food. You have to be careful where you source your food products. It'd be best to grow your own, wouldn't it? But there are only men and women, as per God, as per creation. And all this other nonsense is from the adversary, the devil. Leviticus 18:22 says, "With a male you shall not lie as if going to bed with a woman. This is an abhorrence." We are witnessing the abomination of desolation. This is all Satan and his assets, his children, his very seed line, as discussed from the garden in Genesis. And God, Father Yahweh, said that we'd be at enmity with Satan's seed line. And it's true. And this war, it rages on to this very day. And I know Chance has something to say about the topic. Chance, you're on the air from West Virginia.
Yes, sir, Chris. Well, I don't know if this is on topic, but there's a couple of points I want. There's a couple of points I want to make, and I'd like your opinion, Chris. You know what really annoys me nowadays to no end is how too many people are silly, childish, immature, cowardly, and put faith in another man or a political leader. You know, they're like spectators at a sporting event. I mean, it's so damn juvenile, and to me, it's retarded. It's like they're living in another world, and this is where, especially males, I mean, it's pathetic. And speaking of males, Chris, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed this for a while now. I notice these young boys, you see them around, either they're working in a fast food place, or you see them, they don't look like mills anymore. They have long, slender fingers. They're spindly, weak-looking bodies with no muscular traits. I mean, we've always seen this occasionally when we were growing up, but not much. But now you see it. It's either they're weak and spindly with feminine hands and no musculature, or they're obese. Now, this is not all of them, but this is quite a large number. And I say to myself, wow, is this something in the food? Or not only that, but don't their parents encourage these boys to act like boys and through physical activities? And, you know, it's like these young boys, not all of them, though, they don't have the desire to be men. They, to work hard, to work out with weights a little bit, or exercise, or, I mean, some do, but not as much of a percentage as should be, and it's kind of pathetic. And what's your opinion, Chris?
Yeah, no, great point. It starts at home, you know, and where are they getting the influence from? And it's certainly not their father, and if it is their father, what is he doing? Why would he encourage this, right?
Yeah, well, I had a while back, a couple of years ago, there was a neighbor, a couple of years older than me, maybe 10 years older, and I said, hey, I got some work on my property for you to do. Bring your grandson along, and, I'll pay you well, because I can't do it. So he brought his grandson over, and a grandson, I would say, was about maybe 11, 12, 13. And he was so spindly looking and feminine features. And he sat around while his grandfather did all the work. And I says, whoa. Mm-hmm. I says, I have to say to him, whoa, don't make your grandfather do all that work. Help him out. You know? And I said to myself, when I was young, my parents didn't have to tell me to do that. It was automatically assumed. If grandma or grandpa were carrying something that was a little heavy, my mother would say, right, go over there and carry that for grandpa or grandma. You know, It was automatically assumed this is what you do. Now they stand around, they look stupid. I don't know, Chris. I see this is a part of society that I see is so much different. And like I said about these people who put faith in leaders and in political candidates, if they only realized how friggin' silly they look by doing this, they look like a little kid admiring his baseball cards. It's so damn juvenile. And I guess even though they're in our age bracket, there's some kind of retarded arrested development, it seems to me, where they just can't assume responsibility. They have to, project onto somebody else because they're so damn weak. They can't see that a change has got to be made with you, not with another man. And that's what bothers me. And I guess it's a lack of faith, too. I guess these people who act like that, no matter how they say they have a Christian faith, I really don't think they do because they're so weak-minded. And that's another thing, Chris. In your comments?
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, but I think it's a combination of many, many things. Yes, it's what's in our water. It's what's in our food. It's what's being preached at the pulpits, if they're even hearing it from the pulpits. But if they are, is it a Judaized pulpit? Right?
Yes.
Or is it some transhumanist pulpit? What is it?
Yeah, but see, Chris, here's the thing. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I guess it's that time delay. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, let's face it, though. We're all subject to a certain degree with the air, the water, and the food. We're all getting our dose. Yeah. No matter how hard we try to eat organic, we're still getting our dose, and yet we don't think like that. I mean, sometimes it makes you wonder, what kind of people are you around? They're so much different from you. It's so uncomfortable that, you know, you find yourself just saying hello when you talk about the weather, and that's it. Because it's just, I don't know. It's like the feeling of They Live, the movie They Live. You know, you feel like, wow, I don't belong in this production. You know, it's really weird. It's really weird. And like I said, these people who put faith in other leaders and men, I find them really pathetic. They sound so damn childish. I honestly think there's something wrong. I think their brain is not, I don't know. I just can't explain it, but they frighten me. They frighten me. These are not the kind of people they're not the kind of people I would want to be on the battlefield with and have to depend on them to save my life. Let's put it that way.
No.
And I don't know. I guess it boils down to a true faith in God, I believe. When you have a true faith in God, you don't live in fear.
That's right.
You don't live in fear. You don't look to another man. You look to Jesus Christ and yourself. You ask Jesus Christ to give you strength. You don't look to other men. I find it so pathetic and silly. Well, that's all, Chris. Thank you for taking my call, and God bless you now.
Thank you, Chance. You brought up a very good point. God bless you, too. And it reminds me of a scene from one of my favorite miniseries, The Hatfields and the McCoys. You know, the rivalry here in America that actually was still feuding to this, you know, to the present, believe it or not. They had to sign a treaty with the families because it was so bad, so much bloodshed, right? But in that miniseries on the Hatfields and McCoys, there's a scene where one of the patriarchs from, I can't even remember, you know, it was either the Hatfields or the McCoys, the patriarch and his eldest boys round up the eldest son without their father and his younger brothers. You know, they get them cornered and at a cabin, and they have them dead to rights. You know, they got guns on them drawn. And one by one, starting with the youngest to the eldest boy, they're kicking them down on their knees, you know, almost like execution style. And finally, they get to the eldest son, and he won't go down. I mean, he's got guns drawn on him. He could be killed. And he will not go down. He says, "I bow to no man. I only bow to God." And guess what? God favored him. He wasn't killed. The patriarch from the other family actually respected him and was like, "This is a man." He wouldn't go on his knees despite having all these double barrels in his face, knowing he could be blown away. These families have been killing each other for years. And he said, "I bow to no man. I bow to God." And I would like to think that I would be the same when faced with a similar situation. And I hope you would too. Because that's where we're at. We're at war. It's in the air. It's in the water. It's in the food, yes. But it's more than that. It's ideology. It's propaganda. It's subversion. It's the collective mind, the Borg mentality. And that's why I was talking about this technological subversion through Israeli spies and the graduates of Talpiot and those who go through the IDF, their military forces, through their specialized unit 8200. And now they have these people who have allegiance only to Israel and only to the Jews, who are in positions who can actually censor the internet. And they're not only doing that, but they're flooding these platforms with their ideology to destroy the Western culture, to destroy the proud alpha male, to destroy God's image in every single way and facet. And I'm going to jump back into it. This is again from IsraelPalestineNews.org. The article is titled, "Former Israeli Spies Working in Top Jobs at Google, Facebook, and Microsoft." And I'm at Google. According to employment website LinkedIn, there are currently at least 99 former Unit 8200 veterans currently working for Google. Google. This number almost certainly underestimates the scale of the collaboration between the two organizations, however. For one, this does not count former Google employees,
nor does it include those without a public LinkedIn account. These are just those on LinkedIn. 99 unit 8200 veterans. Right? Or those who haven't disclosed their previous affiliations with the high-tech Israeli surveillance unit. This is likely to be a considerable number, as agents are expressly prohibited from ever revealing their affiliation to Unit 8200. They are so brazen with it today, though, and they feel so comfortable doing it that they do it. It's right on their LinkedIn. Unit 8200, IDF former officer. It's incredible. Incredible. And thank you for calling. Please hold just a moment for me. Among these, okay, naming names, right? Because that's what we're about here, the truth. And this is in Google. We have Gabriel Goidel. Between 2010 and 16, Goidel served in Unit 8200, rising to become the head of the learning at the organization, leading a large team of operatives who sifted through intelligence data to understand patterns of hostile activists. Oh, in his own words, transmitting that information to his superiors. Well, are they his superiors at Google? Or perhaps Unit 8200 and the Israeli Mossad, his handlers, right? Whether this included any of the over 1,000 Gazan civilians Israel killed during the 2014 bombardment of Gaza is unknown. Goidel was recently appointed head of strategy and operations at Google. Google. Then we have Jonathan Cohen. Cohen was a team leader during his time in Unit 8200, 2000 to 2003. He has since spent more than 13 years working for Google in various senior positions and is currently head of insights, data, and measurement. We have Ori Daniel. Between 03 and 06, Daniel was a technical operations specialist within Unit 8200. After a stint with Palantir, another Israeli company, he joined Google in 2018, rising to become head of global self-service for Google Waze. Before I jump into some other names here, I'm going to take your call. I just wanted to get the gist across that what's happening here is serious, and it's not just my opinion. I will name names. We have Lynn holding in Maryland. Hey, Lynn. Do I have you, Lynn?
I have good. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate it, Chris. Thank you. You know, when you were talking about the Hatfields and McCoys, but there's something else I actually want to talk about, but the guy didn't get shot. What we have to remember is that we might be. And,
yeah.
You know, we're going to be persecuted. All those who love Jesus, we will be persecuted. And you know what? It's going to be the good Christian people. Those who have gone to church, you know, and they do their thing, and they believe little lies, and they say the little ditty prayer. And, I don't know, they're safe from being bored on Sundays is my theory. But we have to, you know, and sometimes that takes practice. You know, who else have we stood up to lately? You know, and not rudely, in love. But we have to do it. And, you know, because people are telling lies, just lies. You know, it's kind of like, oh, don't worry. You know, God loves you too much for anything to happen to you, little cupcake. He's gonna beam you out of here. You're going to be raptured. You know, and the thing is, and I'm going to get into the tech thing, is that, you know, there's no do-over with worshiping the beast or the image of the beast or taking the mark of his name or the number of his name. We can't do that. And if that means we're going to get our heads lopped off, that's what that means, because Jesus told us, endure to the end and do not be deceived. Now, when it comes to tech, you know, people always talk about China and Russian backdoors and all that nonsense. Well, remember, with Pegasus, there's no download involved. People don't even know they have it on their phones. But the worst part was, and I've been offline and don't have any wireless, and I've been offline since 2017, since I learned they were running virtual reality in the background of all screens.
Hey, Lynn, I'm going to hold you over. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
By your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
So Republicans will control the House and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum. Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We are back. This is the Freedom Ministry. I am your host, Chris Switzer. Do I still have you on the line, Lynn?
Yes, I'm still here, and I'll be quick. Thing with virtual reality is that our brains don't have a firewall. Like, even if somebody's using goggles and playing a video game or an exercise program or something, whatever is on that screen, one's brain takes it in and believes it as utter absolute truth. With VR running in the background, you don't know what's there. I mean, people are already bowing down to their phones. I mean, you know, there's your idol. But remember, just keep that in mind, because we're being fooled and tricked and deceived. You know, you have to have a cell phone. You have to have the technology. You have to use the internet. And believe me, you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't. I had to fight the bank, call my congressman's office, have a tizzy fit, and say, no, I am not doing electronic banking. No, I want a bank statement. You know, I'm not playing this game. And okay, I got them to go along, but it's not easy because, you know, it's like if you get a break on your utility bill or something, they tell you you have to have a cell phone, and then people think they're getting something free. And a friend of mine who hates wireless, I'm like, it's not free. It's on my phone bill. That's not free. Yep. And it's messing with our brain waves, our hormone levels, dopamine levels, name it. This technology has been in the works since the 50s. They perfected this stuff. It is dangerous, and we don't even realize it. And everything you ever read from an expert that tell you how bad it is, but say, but we're not telling you not to use it. Well, you know what? I'll sit here and I'll tell you, stop using it. Repentance means turn away. You know, we don't just say, oh, oops, sorry, I confess and do it again. You know, and not in our own strength. We need Jesus to do that, but he expects us to do it. Those who love God love his commandments and obey him.
Yes.
So I don't mean to sound so preachy, but actually, folks, we need to wake up. We're being deceived. And I appreciate you, Chris. I appreciate you speaking truth. I so appreciate it. And those dumb cops sit down there at Uvalde, they stood outside of an unlocked door, for Pete's sake.
That's right.
You know, the door wasn't even locked. I mean, I was screaming, you know, break through the drywall, you know. I mean, not rocket science, but the door wasn't even locked.
No, it's by design.
And brave little girl that actually smeared blood all over and played dead.
Yep.
And I think all little kids should have at least two tourniquet kits in their backpacks because you never know when you might need it, and people do dumb things and just oopsie. You know,
right.
Teach them how to use it, and it might come in handy.
Yep. Thank you so much, Lynn. I needed to
hear
that.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for talking about the technology, because this Pegasus thing, I mean, they let this loose. And it's being used on all sorts of people, especially reporters.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless you. Please stay safe.
I will do my best. You too, Lynn. God bless
you. God bless you, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I needed to hear that. I've done away with the Bluetooth and all that stuff, but I still have my phone. These are surveillance devices. It's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And they're making it almost impossible to do daily living within their structured society without going along with their technology, their tyranny, and the backbone of which is all Israeli teams. Our politicians have been bought off. Or blackmailed, sexually or otherwise, to go along with their mandates. And these are those who have been put into these positions from Israel. I'm talking about Google specifically right now, and I'm naming these enemies of God. We have Ben Bariak for nearly 5 years between 07 and 11. Bariak served as a cyber intelligence officer, where he commanded strategic teams of elite officers and professionals, Unit 8200. Since 2016, he's worked for Google. Between 18 and 20, he concentrated on tackling controversial content, disinformation, and cybersecurity. Today, he's a product partnership manager for Google in London. Notably, Google appears to not only accept former Unit 8200 agents with open arms, but to actively recruit current members of the controversial organization. They love it. Come to us. We want your talent. We want your people. They love it. The Subvert America. Be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. Right before the break, I was talking about how Google actively recruits from this specialized Israeli Defense Force Unit 8200, military intelligence, surveillance, and yes, targeted hits, killings, assassination. And they've been spying on Palestinians, perfecting their trade in that open-air prison over there. And now it's come home to roost. What you see over there in Palestine today, what they call Israel, those imposters taking our God's name he gave Jacob and his descendants to be their own, and they are not, for they are a synagogue of Satan, as Jesus told us in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, they're using their trade in America now, spying on not only Palestinians over there, but Americans at home. And we're allowing this stuff to happen. I'm going to take the next caller. Is it Quince or Quince in Florida?
Yes, it's Quince in Florida. How are you doing?
Hey.
I really enjoy your show. It's like coming up for oxygen. It's just, it's a breath of fresh air. It really is. I called in because I'm doing some work here at home and driving to a storage unit and picking up stuff. And in my travels, I traveled through a park, past a large park in a residential area. And this morning when I started my work, I noticed maybe a few hundred people, adults, probably in their 30s, with children there. And they were wearing costumes. And the costumes were all costumes of characters in the play Alice in Wonderland. And I thought, gee, that's weird. What's going on? So I'm busy, and so I drove down, and I came back through, and I noticed more people. And just a few moments ago, I drove past there again, and now there's probably in excess of 500 or 600 people there. Parents and children, and they're all dressed up in characters of Alice in Wonderland. Now, I don't know what's going on there, what that is supposed to represent, but I know what it represents to me. It's the perfect image, because all of them, I mean, a vast majority of them are looking down at their cell phones as they're walking around.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just like, oh, my God, this is just so representative of what the hell is going on with people. They're just completely lost in a fantasy world dictated by their technology.
Yep. The Mad Hatters of the world.
It is a bizarre scene, man. I'll tell you what, it is a bizarre scene.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely correct. it's a clown world. You know, everything's been inverted. Up is down, left is right, black is white, boys are girls. I mean, there's no line in the sand that people won't cross today.
And they have no idea where their motivations are coming from. They don't understand hypnosis. They have no clue that they're being guided very carefully from their infant years all the way through. They just don't have a clue. Well, I thought I'd share that with you and let you know. I do appreciate you. I appreciate your show. And it's wonderful. Thank you for being there.
No problem. And where was that location where you saw this gathering?
It's in Florida, Central Florida.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Quince.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a dystopian nightmare, folks. The Mad Hatters. And where does that come from? Well, the Hatters in England, right, were making these hats, and the mercury, there was so much mercury in the hats that it was getting into the heads of the people who wore them. And those who manufactured them had to constantly be dealing with the stuff, so they became crazy from the mercury. So they became Mad Hatters. That's where you get the name from Alice in Wonderland. Well, it's very appropriate, because today, they're all Mad Hatters. They're infected. They're infected with what? It's ideology. Not only is it ideology, it's in the shots, it's in the food, it's in the air, it's in the water. They're being feminized. It's poison. It's toxic. And like Lynn was saying, true repentance is to turn away. Not to just say I'm sorry, but to turn away from it. Stop doing it. Do with what God tells you to do. Do what he says. And turn away from the evil, the wickedness that is blinding us. We are being spellbound. The godfather of propaganda himself would be blushing today. Okay? He'd be smirking, yes, and probably thrilled with the success of his endeavor. But I'm talking about one Edward Bernays, the literal godfather of propaganda and public relations here in America, who is what? Yes, a Jew, okay? These Jews have no conscience. They have nothing resembling any type of fearing of God, because the God of the Bible is not their God, despite what they'll tell you for public consumption. The Old Testament, to them, is just a mantelpiece, okay? They believe in the Talmud. And the Talmud decrees that the best Gentile should be killed, and that they should deceive, cheat, and murder who they call the Goyim, which is the non-Jews, who they call Gentiles. But we're the real Shemites, okay? From Shem. We're the Shemitic people, not them. By and large, they're not Shemitic, okay? These are imposters. These are phonies. But they've infiltrated everything to appease their god, Satan. Satan. And I'm reading now from this article again, from If Americans Knew. Some might contend that all Israelis are compelled to complete military service, and so therefore, what's the problem with young people using the tech skills they learned in the IDF in civilian life? In short, why is this Unit 8200, the Silicon Valley pipeline, a problem? Why is it problematic? Huh. Well, to begin with, Unit 8200 is not a run-of-the-mill regiment. Described as Israel's NSA and located on a gigantic base near Beersheba in the Negev Desert, Unit 8200 is the IDF's largest unit and one of its most exclusive. The brightest young minds in the country compete to be sent to serve at this Israeli Harvard. Although military service is compulsory for Jewish Israelis, Arab citizens are strongly discouraged from joining the military and are effectively blocked from Unit 8200, obviously. Indeed, they are the prime targets of the apartheid state surveillance operations. The Financial Times called Unit 8200 Israel at its best and worst, the centerpiece of both its burgeoning high-tech industry and of its repressive state apparatus. Unit 8200 veterans have gone on to produce many of the world's most downloaded apps, including map service Waze and communications app Viber. But like Lynn said earlier, these other programs like Pegasus and now Predator, okay? And listen to the names of these things. They don't have to be downloaded. They're right in the background, okay? They're spy software. But in 2014, 43 reservists, including several officers, sent a letter to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was just reelected, informing him that they would no longer serve in its ranks due to its involvement in the political persecution of Palestinians. Well, that's not the norm, folks. Most of them just think it's a way of life, and that they're dogs and should be killed. This consisted of using big data to compile dossiers on huge numbers of indigenous domestic population, including their medical history, sex lives, search histories, in order that it could be used for extortion later. And if you don't think that's happening in America, wake up. If a certain individual needed to travel across checkpoints for crucial medical treatment, permission could be suspended until they complied. Well, think of COVID here in America. Are you complying? Information, such as if a person was cheating on their spouse or was a homosexual, is also used as bait for blackmail. One former Unit 8200 man said that as a part of his training, he was assigned to memorize different Arabic words for gay so that he could listen out for them in conversations. Perhaps most important, the dissenters noted, Palestinians as a whole are considered enemies of the state. There's no distinction between Palestinians who are and are not involved in violence, the letter read. It also claims that much intelligence was gathered not in service of Israel, but for powerful local politicians who used it as they saw fit. It's all for corporations and large multinational conglomerates, think tanks, and things without names at all, where people with so much power wield it as they see fit, for targeted assassinations, for infiltrating groups they don't like to then destroy them or use them as they will. It's unreal, but this is reality, folks. The letter, despite being intentionally vague and not naming anyone, was considered such a threat that Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon announced that those who signed it would be treated as criminals. Criminals. In short, then, Unit 8200 is partially a spying and extortion organization that uses its access to data to blackmail and extort opponents of the apartheid state. That goes for America, too, folks. They're embedded in all the big tech organizations. That this organization has so many operatives, literally hundreds, I'll say thousands, in key positions in big tech companies that the world trusts with our most sensitive data, medical, financial, etc., should be of serious concern. This is especially true as they do not appear to distinguish between bad guys and the rest of us. To Unit 8200, it seems, anyone is fair game. Anyone. And as their Talmud says, to kill the best Gentiles. Meaning, if you're not a Jew worshiping from the Talmud, you shouldn't be alive, or you should be their slave at the very least. I have Tom calling from Utah. Hey, Tom.
Contaminant.
You there, Tom?
Oh, I was talking to the dead air.
Sorry.
Anyway, no, earlier you were talking about some of the contaminants in the vaccines and in the food supply.
Mm-hmm.
I want to introduce to you a term called fusible DNA.
Okay.
Fusible DNA is that DNA that has the ability to interact with your DNA, be incorporated into it. But here's a eternal fact with the fusible DNA. It cannot tolerate oxygen, sunlight, cosmic energy. So how can fusible DNA get into you? If it goes, it gets outside of its capsid or its protective envelope. What's the protective envelope? Fat. And then, of course, the DNA has to be maintained with an energy supply, flesh or plasma. And that's the only way it can get from the host into you, whether it be an infant in Planned Parenthood or a creature from the from the slaughterhouse.
Right.
So the only way this fusible DNA can get into you is either with the single needle of the hypodermic or the four needles of your fork.
Right.
And what's really interesting, the most important gland in the human body that's affected by this adulterous DNA and the material that comes with it is mentioned by Isaiah in chapter 66, verse 4, where God says, I will give you your delusions and I will send your fears upon you. What gland is that referring to?
Go ahead.
The one gland that dictates everything you do. The brain.
The brain. There you go.
See, and I worked for 30 years of my life, I worked in the AMA side of medicine or pathology. And when I hit the steel table at 50 years of age, I decided I needed to respect what I knew. So I returned to Eden. You know what that means?
Yeah, they did in the garden.
Yeah, there is no fusible DNA in the Garden of Eden. So if you want to avoid the corruption or adulteration of your brain, and as a consequence, the rest of your body, get back to Eden. And I mean that. People think I'm a cuckoo because I'm a vegan. Well, I worked first in livestock pathology, veterinary pathology, and then I moved into human and into pediatric. Mm. And for 30 years, I knew better, but I was the prostitute of the AMA.
Right.
And then at 50 years of age, I was on the steel table myself and said, that's it. I know what causes this corruption of the brain and the rest of the body. So I said, okay, what's wrong with God's program? Nothing.
That's right. I listened to your testimony recently, my wife and I, your two-hour one on, you know, milk and dairy and all that stuff, and honey, of course, and, you know, we were fascinated, so I appreciate it. And your testimony is powerful.
The only way COVID, or the so-called COVID, which is actually dead, useless DNA, incapable of doing anything except laying on a surface and being noticed, it's like a piece of paper coming out of the trade tower, falling on Building 7, the paper having the instructions of demolishing 7, but can that piece of paper do it? No. So it takes a living organism to convert that information into destruction. And we've been lied to since the beginning. All my partners that worked in virology, they never were satisfied or gratified in their work because they never found success.
Mm.
And what they lived on and published was Blovia, baloney.
Yep.
And that's right. What we've been fed for, 60, 70 years.
Mm.
You know, I just keep asking the question, what's wrong with God's program?
Nothing.
Nothing. And if you don't want to experience the plagues of Babylon, get out of the slaughterhouse. That's a hard message, but it's the reality.
Yes, it is.
What's really curious is when you read chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, in the, right off, it talks about the evil spirits and those caged, unclean, and hateful birds. And then later in that chapter, it says the birds are invited to consume your flesh.
Mm.
Now, how can a bird consume your flesh? They can't come, like in the birds, you know, Hitchcock's the birds. No,
yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
Right.
So how do they consume you? From the inside out.
Yep, you consume them. And,
and they consume you. Mm. And they turn your body and your DNA. That's what's really important to know. Every time you wrap your lips around a piece of flesh, you're bringing the DNA of that beast into you. And that DNA is fusible with yours.
You're giving it life. Right. And it's death.
So that old statement, you are what you eat, that's a fact. But nothing is injuring you when it comes from the Eden program.
Mm.
Now, that's a hard message. But it's the only thing that will preserve you through Armageddon. You have to
remember.
And by the way, what's the Beatitudes that's important to this? If you want mercy, you have to exercise mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mm.
And see, when I laid on that steel table 32 years ago, I needed mercy. So I decided, okay, from this point on, I will be merciful. And everything I do, everything, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, my relationship with people, with the environment, with my Creator. Now, that's a hard message to give, but it is the one that will preserve you through this insanity of Babylon. Partake not of her plagues. Anyway, So you saw that two-hour taping that I did?
I did.
Or was done of me. That's curious. Good. Yeah. By the way, Peter Bregan and I were old friends, too. You know, you were talking about Bregan?
I did not know.
It was a whole team that put a stop to shock therapy and to lobotomy. And I was part of that team, along with Ann Blake Tracy and Gary Noel. You've heard of Gary Noel.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, Tom.
Yeah, so if you want to have a clear head, don't adulterate it. Go, you know, the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 3 and 4. 4, he talks about what happens to your brain, but 3 is where you are predisposing your brain for that insanity. And right now we need a brain that works perfectly. And see, I'm 81 going on 82, and I'm so grateful that I made that choice so that I would have a clear head. Now, Washington, D.C. didn't appreciate that, so they did biologically readjust me. But I survived that because I was otherwise in the Garden of Eden.
And I'm going to let you go, Tom, and just get the next caller in before the end of the show, but I'm going to make the time to call you as well. I appreciate all you do. God bless you. And I'm going to take Murr in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Murr.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Let me see, your email, you have Chris Switzer, but it's with the vowels are out of it, right?
Yeah, you could also use the Freedom Ministry at protonmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really like Tom. I'm a vegan also, and, you know, it's a spiritual thing, too. You know, and where we're going, to heaven or the new earth, we won't be eating creatures. We don't want to be lusting after creatures, right?
Yeah.
You know, but you can communicate with everything. It's we're all wired up together, you know, in the ethers with God's will. And it's a very, very good thing. And, you know, I never get sick, but I did get shed on, and it's not the virus, the poison or whatever, and they, I guess, can manufacture things. But like you said, has to be in a foment, has to be in a fat. You know, it's not going to survive the sunlight and the oxygen and cosmic influences there. But this stuff, the spike proteins, whatever they're doing, that can be transmitted. I hadn't been sick in decades. And I run a little bit higher, you know, temperature, a little more than 98, you know, whatever I run. But it's done me well all my life, kept me well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this came on so fast, I had to go to the guy with the computer. And I was there like 3 times in 2 days. And at one point, he's making change, and all he had was quarters. So there's a lot of touching the same things, you know. So a lot of it's from that, I think. But it felt at my eyes, and it got hot inside my ears. My nose and throat were all right, but my voice was messed up. Some liked it. Yeah. It was a nice smoky voice, you know?
Yeah.
And then a cough. But, oh, I wanted to say, Sinead, is that Renegade Broadcasting? You said Republic Broadcasting, and I know you meant Renegade, right?
Renegade, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your show. We don't have any more time. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless America. And please continue listening to RBN and support us.
Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com. RBN.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.